This is Ozarks at Large. It's Monday, November 22nd. Time for another edition of Unlicensed Opinion. Christopher Spencer from OzarksUnbound.com is with me again. Christopher, welcome back.
Hello, Kyle. How are you?
Very good. It's been a couple of weeks, almost a couple of weeks, since Election Day proper earlier this month.
November 2nd.
That's right. And, well, I guess almost 3 weeks since that took place. Our guest this week is George Arnold, former newspaper writer. George, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, thanks. And we're going to...
We've had
some time to think about it.
Digest the results.
That's right. This one caveat, however, the election isn't completely over. There are voters in Benton County, especially the city of Rogers, where a new mayor will be determined tomorrow. So if you are in a place that has a runoff election, remember that tomorrow...
Results still pending.
That's right. Tomorrow is an election day for many people, especially in Benton County. Okay. That said.
But we do know... For example, a lot of the state constitutional offices, and we do know our delegation that's now going to Washington has flipped colors, and that's been some pretty substantial changes.
Well, yes. On November 1st, we had three of the four people in the House of Representatives from Arkansas, of course, were Democrats, and both senators were Democrats, and now it is three Republicans, and the Senate is split. Not, if you looked at polls, not exactly a surprise. But still, in the history of Arkansas.
Well, I think if you look at the polls from 2008, we're looking at like maybe a course correction, really, because those results in 2008 showed that Arkansas is skewing, while it had been nominally blue, much more of a red state in terms of philosophy and who they want to put forward. And so, really, I see it as just making those 2008 results more visible.
And when you say 2008 results, you're thinking about the presidential race that went so far for McCain.
I'd be a little more cautious on saying this is a course correction. It may be, but we're going to have to wait another election or two to see exactly what happens next time. But yeah, it does feel like one. It feels like a real change for Arkansas.
Any surprises now that you've had time to look back?
Well, I was surprised by the three constitutional officers. I guess maybe I was just pinning my beliefs on all these years in living in Arkansas.
That eventually the Democrat does end up winning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, back, it's probably been 20 years, I had a conversation with a political enthusiast down in your old hometown of El Dorado.
El Dorado, Arkansas,
and
yeah.
He predicted that sooner or later Arkansas was going to turn Republican like the rest of the Old South. I think I kind of scoffed at him at the time, but and for several elections after that. But he may have turned out to be right this time.
Mark Martin, right? Prairie Grove is now our Secretary
of State.
Of State. Mm-hmm. That was I was I didn't just in polling friends and acquaintances and whatnot. I was surprised by that result.
I was shocked.
You know, I think when you think about it, Mark Garr winning lieutenant governor and Mark Martin winning secretary of state, what you see here are Northwest Arkansans winning statewide offices. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was something that didn't happen with that much regularity just that long ago. And then when you throw in that John Bozeman won the Senate, this is perhaps the most that Northwest Arkansas Arkansans have ever carried statewide elections.
Yeah. You think NWA is coming out in 2010? Or I mean, there was some of it in 2008, too. I remember feeling some shifting of gravity there. But that shift of gravity feels even more pronounced, definitely, in this election.
And certainly when you think about the 3rd District, when you think about population increases, Northwest Arkansas over the last 20 years has increased, and you put that with Fort Smith in the River Valley, that's a significant chunk. Also, this tends to be a more Republican part of the state. So if Republicans are going to get elected in bigger numbers, you would think that more people from this part of the state would get elected as well.
And when we look at our state house, people from Northwest Arkansas, when I say Northwest Arkansas, I'm meaning Benton and Washington counties, that's become largely Republican, almost exclusively, except for one or two seats. Is that right? I'm thinking of Greg Letting's seat in 92, and then is there another Democratic seat?
Let's see. Jim House lost.
Jim House lost.
Right.
Which was another surprise to me. Yep.
Right.
And I know that up in Benton County, I think they're all Republicans in those seats. Is that right? So, wow, there's just that one little sliver of Fayetteville then that's Democrat. It's just interesting. It's interesting to look physically at a map and the colors there. It's just
Governor Beebe was asked shortly after the election whether he thought this would present, you know, more conflict or a quagmire in Little Rock, and he said absolutely not. He thought that state legislature has more often been between urban and rural and other lines of demarcation. Any ideas whether having a larger contingency of Republicans, not the, you know, they're obstructionists, but just the fact that you've got a much closer divide, what, if that will mean anything different for the legislature?
Well, I could say, you know, Doyle Webb, the Arkansas Republican Party chair, he told AP right after the election that, you know, Arkansas is realigned and Arkansas has become a two-party state. I think he meant finally.
Yeah, and, I think that's fair.
In a sense, I mean, I think a two-party state is you'll definitely get more give and take, more philosophical difference. Will that translate to greater cooperation? Obviously, if we're looking to the federal level, then we don't see much of that mirrored. But, you know, in Arkansas, we've generally had a system that there were moments where things flared up, but generally they've tried to agree on things and get things passed.
I think the rural-urban split, that's a good point. That's bound to continue. But the split between Northwest Arkansas and Little Rock generally, that's longstanding also, and I think that'll go on. That'll continue. So the party lines may not be as important as it looks like now, with a closer to even split between the two parties. But don't know.
Anyone surprised that all three amendments passed? I pretty much thought the protection of hunting, fishing, and trapping rights would pass. But
undoubtedly. 70% easy before,
yeah.
You know.
But all three. And this is the second election cycle where all questions on the Arkansas ballot have passed.
I almost feel like the hunting amendment was a stalking horse for the other two amendments, which I have yet to find anybody who can explain them to me, what exactly they do. But they passed just right along, almost on the coattails of the hunting amendment.
Didn't it used to be a rule of thumb? I mean, that if you had amendments that most people didn't understand, that they would go down because you were skeptical or worried about what that might be doing.
Exactly.
So I don't understand. I mean,
it is a bit odd. I'm not sure either. I mean, Ozark Samount took an editorial stance against the other two, number two in particular, because it was so poorly written. But people thought, you know, let's remove those caps on loans and interest and things like that, and went ahead and passed it. I am running a poll right now on the website about the hunting amendment, and the majority of the readers of Ozark Samount at least say, well, we had no idea, this has been their answer, we had no idea that our hunting rights were even under attack. So again, that stalking horse, as you mentioned, maybe they did throw that in there as a quick yes so that everybody else goes, oh yeah, yes, down the row.
Well, there was certainly an anti-incumbency across the nation, whether it was local, state, or national.
It was also a good year to be a Republican.
Very good.
This was just their time. And I think some of that probably played into her loss also, and some of these other races locally. We were at this debate, Kyle, District 87,
right?
Earl Hunton and Justin Harris
right?
And it was interesting that night. Harris, almost every other statement he made was a statement about how he didn't like this or that policy coming out of the Obama administration. And Earl Hunton, rightfully, would correct him every time and say, well, the state legislature is what you're running for, and they don't have any say in these policies. But as you pointed out, it was actually a pretty astute move on Harris's part because it got him the election. He ran against Obama instead of against Earl Hunton.
And certainly there is a frustration among the electorate, and that was tapped into. You know what we haven't talked about, and it's really perhaps the biggest story in Arkansas, but it seems so predestined that we're not even talking about it, and that's Blanche Lincoln, two-time incumbent, chair of the Agriculture Committee, getting soundly defeated. Almost every county going for John Bozeman. If you would have suggested that even 9 months prior to Election Day, people would have looked at you funny. But it was just a foregone conclusion. So by the time, you know, the polls closed at 7:30, and at 7:30 and 30 seconds, the national networks were calling it. It wasn't even close. I mean,
I wish I knew what to say about it.
The anti-incumbent mood, I think, there. Fully in play. Fully in play.
Do you think there were Democrats, progressives, liberals that just weren't excited about the Blanche Lincoln campaign and didn't come out?
Oh, I think that happened all across the country. There's a, to me, that explains the Republican surge here, that the other side just didn't get its troops out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help also but use that technique of compare and contrast, you know, with the questions and a test. Mike Ross mm-hmm. and Blanche Lincoln. So Mike Ross, of course, we remember him very well from the Blue Dog Coalition that was really trying to reshape or cut short the proposed health care regulations. Well, he remains our only Democrat in the House now, I think in a large part because he gave so much pushback against that health care bill. And that won him the admiration of the people in his district down there who didn't really want that, even though maybe statistically it shows that maybe health care would be more useful down there. But as compared to, say, Blanche Lincoln, who got characterized as flip-flopper, wishy-washer, playing both sides, he didn't seem to get that same stigma attached to him. Do you have any ideas on why that happened?
One of his strengths, I guess you'd call it, is he's a nominal Democrat. I think that probably helped him this go around. He could be a Republican for his voting pattern and apparently his political philosophy.
For those of you who live in Benton County and several other places around, don't forget, if you're in a district with a runoff,
go vote.
You can vote tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, it's Benton County, so maybe midnight, we'll have the results in. No, it should come in much quicker in Benton County this time. And then the election will be over. George, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kyle.
All right, Christopher, thanks.